Good morning. This is Barton George, and I'm on the phone with Stacy Kenny up at West Bend. So, Stacy, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing well. So, first of all, can you just tell us a little bit about West Bend and then also what you do there? And then we'll talk about some of the projects you've been working on over the last year.
Sure. West Bend is actually West Bend Mutual Insurance Company. That's our legal name. And we're a mutual insurance company. And we specialize in property and liability. My role is a business process analyst. And I've been working solely on one major initiative called Smart Business. And that is to offer a new product to our agencies that is of a small commercial offering that leverages many new technologies here to West Bend, our rules engine, process engine, Teamworks. We're leveraging more of the services for SOA, as well as a content generation tool.
I think what you had told me before was basically that because these are smaller policies, it really wasn't worth the agency's time to go through tons of rigmarole, given the fact that that there are smaller amounts that they're going to be dealing with. I mean, obviously, if it's a huge sum, then they're willing to go through all sorts of things. But to really make this attractive, you needed to decomplicate it.
Yes, and that was precisely what we were trying to do. We wanted to offer our agencies a concept of once and done. So basically, they set up the policy with very little time up front, and these are small premiums, which is why it is not a huge advantage to them to spend a whole lot of time on them.
So did you have something like this before, or were you not able, because of the rigmarole they had to go through, it didn't make sense to even offer something like this?
Yeah, it didn't make sense to offer anything like this with our current tool set. We could have built, an app, but we decided to become a little bit more agile and offer up, as the business changes, the ability to change along with them, which is what the solution is really geared toward.
So now, did you use process mapping to help you come to a less cumbersome process?
We actually started mapping this process in Teamworks, and ultimately our adoption of Blueprint came after that. Mm-hmm. We weren't really looking for anything above and beyond Teamworks, but the collaboration capabilities and mapping capabilities in Blueprint were a huge value add to us, where we would prove out the particular flows of the process, and it's become a huge advantage, whereas a typical BA on a project would develop their functional specification and have to build something new for training material, and I just exported directly from the model for their training materials.
So what you were able to do is then take the process diagram and then just click on documentation, and then it just generated the process for you.
Correct.
The documentation, I should say. Mm-hmm. And what were you using before Blueprint?
Well, nothing really.
Were you using spreadsheets or just...
The BAs that are typically assigned to projects would leverage Visio if they needed to depict a flow. They have some mammoth spec doc that kind of munges together a use case and requirements and the flow, essentially. And that was just a Word doc.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a combination of two. And, it's so hard to keep all that content in sync from project start to project end. That's why Blueprint is key, in that the content is housed in one spot. And, you keep that fresh versus just this multitude of deliverables.
Excellent. And then switching gears a little, you also talked about, when we had chatted earlier, about a Road to Excellence program.
Right. We had a reorg across all of IT. We had, prior to the reorg, we had departments that were very siloed. So commercial lines had their own group of BAs, and personal lines had their own great group of BAs, and so on and so forth. And our relatively new CIO wanted to streamline all of IT so we could better deliver to the business. And we reorged, and in Blueprint, we have crafted and had and teams to collaborate on all our processes that react to work coming in from the business. How do we categorize that? And where that work flows to ultimately releasing it on a monthly cycle.
Cool. Where are you in that process, and how far is, what are your next steps from where you are right now?
Over the November and December timeframe is when the heavy lifting was done in collaborating on the processes. They were approved by our CIO prior to Thanksgiving break, with some follow-ups occurring in December. And really, January is key for implementation, as some of the processes will stagger a bit across the first couple months of the year. But ideally, by the March-April timeframe, we will be exercising all the processes that we had crafted back in November and December.
Very cool. I'd like to thank you very much, Stacy, for taking the time to talk with me, and hopefully we'll chat again soon.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you.